brought to you by Penguin.
The Man of My Dreams by Curtis Sittenfeld. Read by Susan Deniker. Part 1. Chapter 1. June 1991. Julia Roberts is getting married. It's true. Her dress will be an $8,000 custom-made two-piece gown from the Tyler Traficante West Hollywood Salon, and at the reception following the ceremony, she'll be able to pull off the train and the long part of the skirt to dance. The bridesmaids' dresses will be seafoam green, and their shoes, Manolo Blahnik, $425 a pair, will be dyed to match. The bridesmaids themselves will be Julia's agents, she has two, her makeup artist, and a friend who's also an actress, though no one has ever heard of her. The cake will be four-tiered, with violets and seafoam ribbons of icing. "What I want to know is where's our invitation?" Elizabeth says. "Did it get lost in the mail?" Elizabeth, Hannah's aunt, is standing by the bed folding laundry while Hannah sits on the floor reading aloud from the magazine. "And who's her fiancé again?"
"Kiefer Sutherland," Hannah says. "They met on the set of Flatliners."
"Is he cute?"
"He's okay."
"Actually, he is cute. He has blonde stubble, and even better, one blue eye and one green eye. But Hannah is reluctant to reveal her taste. Maybe it's bad." "Let's see him," Elizabeth says, and Hannah holds up the magazine. "Eh," Elizabeth says. "He's adequate." This makes Hannah think of Darek. Hannah arrived in Pittsburgh a week ago, while Darek, he is Elizabeth's husband, Hannah's uncle, was on the road. The evening Darek got home, after Hannah set the table for dinner and prepared the salad, Darek said, "You must stay with us forever, Hannah." Also that night, Darek yelled from the second-floor bathroom, "Elizabeth, this place is a bloody disaster. Hannah will think we're barn animals." He proceeded to get on his knees and start scrubbing. Yes, the tub was grimy, but Hannah couldn't believe it. She has never seen her own father wipe a counter, change a sheet, or take out trash. And here was Darek on the floor after he'd just returned from 17 hours of driving. But the thing about Darek is, he's ugly. He's really ugly. His teeth are brownish and angled in all directions, and he has wild eyebrows, long and wiry, and as wayward as his teeth, and he has a tiny ponytail. He's tall and lanky, and his accent is nice. He's from Ireland. But still, if Elizabeth considers Kiefer Sutherland only adequate, what does she think of her own husband? "You know what let's do," Elizabeth says. She's holding up two socks, both white but clearly different lengths. She shrugs, seemingly to herself, then rolls the socks into a ball and tosses them toward the folded pile. "Let's have a party for Julia. Wedding cake, cucumber sandwiches with the crusts cut off. We'll toast to her happiness. Sparkling cider for all." Hannah watches Elizabeth. "What?" Elizabeth says. "You don't like the idea? I know Julia herself won't show up."
"Oh," Hannah says. "Okay."
When Elizabeth laughs, she opens her mouth so wide that the fillings in her molars are visible. "Hannah," she says, "I'm not nuts. I realize a celebrity won't come to my house just because I invited her."
"I didn't think that," Hannah says. "I knew what you meant."
But this is not entirely true. Hannah cannot completely read her aunt. Elizabeth has always been a presence in Hannah's life. Hannah has a memory of herself at age 6, riding in the back seat of Elizabeth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?